Commuting stories are modern-age fish tales. There's always someone at work who tells of his valiant effort, jumping over turnstiles, prying open closing doors, to catch the train as it's pulling out of the station. Then there's the motorist who brags about using back roads to get around traffic tie-ups. The reality is the average American faces a round-trip commute of about 40 minutes a day. New Yorkers have the longest commute, nearly 40 minutes each way. Jeff Gordonier, an editor-at-large at Details magazine, rides a train into Manhattan from the suburbs every day. In the March issue, Gordonier writes about the pros and cons of commuting.
It determines every aspect of your life. That's what you learn when you become a commuter. Getting married is a huge life change. Becoming a commuter in some ways is almost more of a life change. It determines where you live. It determines when you get up in the morning. It determines when you go to bed at night. It determines your mood. And you realize that within a few days of becoming a commuter, that you've transitioned into a new sort of cultural topography.
It determines what you do after work.
It does. And it determines what you don't do after work, which is the main thing. You sort of give up a lot of things that you used to do, whether it's rock concerts or, you know, parties with friends, baseball games. All of a sudden, you find yourself cutting those things out of your life and making excuses. You say, you know, oh, I've got a big meeting tomorrow morning at 7 and I've got to get home and prepare for that. But the truth is, you've got your train to catch or your drive home. And that's just the exquisite apex of dorkiness. And so you're trying to process that. Like, what does this mean? I thought I used to be a cool guy, but now I'm a dork. I'm a commuter. I'm on the train with my trench coat and the Daily News draped over my face, just like Dad.
Now, this program is very fond of morning car commutes.
No kidding. Yeah.
But are there other benefits to commutes?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the benefits I've found to being a commuter, one of the good things, is the luxury of silence. You know, we live in a world where you don't really get much time to yourself anymore. And one of the wonderful things about being on the train, which I take, is that you can occasionally read. You can occasionally stare out the window. You can think. You can pray. You can reflect. It's actually kind of a wonderful thing.
It's time you feel you own. You're not obligated to the office or to the family.
That's right. What sort of messes with that is that you can't control it. Whether you're a driver or you're a train person, you can't control the commute time. And, you know, the cosmos being such as they are, things will get messed up. I mean, just the other day, I was actually on a commute where I was really thrilled to be reading the book I was reading. And I thought, this is going to be great. I'm going to get on the train and get to read. And the guy behind me was literally snoring to beat the band. I'd never heard anything like this. And it was right basically into my ear canal. And the woman in front of me was talking on the cell phone, making appointments. You know, so you think, wow, this is wonderful. I have some time to reflect and read. But in fact, often you don't.
Well, there's the other thing we haven't mentioned, road rage. I mean, it's tense out there.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I spoke with an expert in road rage, Dr. Arnold Nirenberg, and he told me that commuters are the least prone to exhibit road rage because they have to commute every single day. And they're sort of forced psychologically to numb themselves. So they sort of adapt to a zombie state, I guess in a good way, according to him.
Jeff Gordonier's article, What Your Commute Says About You, appears in the March issue of Details magazine.